You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a Swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
Authorities are desperately searching for a killer accused of going on a rampage.
The search for a possible serial killer.
An urgent manhunt for a man authorities believe is behind a triple killing spree.
Police here speculating that a possible serial killer may have struck again.
I told her to get out of the car, and that's when she became afraid, and then I shot her.
Welcome to Crime Corner, back by, again, back by popular demand.
Very popular from what I hear.
Yeah, we like to play it coy, right, Coop?
Well, you got to play hard to get.
If you got to play hard to get.
If you just throw yourself out there too much, they're going to get bored. So you got to make them chase a little bit.
Yeah, we don't want to be thirsty. So we did a couple episodes. We said, hey, you like us? Cool. You don't? No problemo, right? No skin off our...
Prove it.
Prove that you love us. So two people messaged and said, we need Crime Corner, and that was enough for us, right, Coop?
One of them was
twice as much as I needed.
One of them was my mom, and the other was Joel. So back by popular demand is Crime Corner. And as promised, well, Crime Corner, nobody puts Jables in the corner.
Wait, is it...
I can't even sit on the
Are you
same
really
level
that tall?
Here.
Yeah, no.
There's
so
a lot of demands
I,
in her writer.
Yeah, so I, because I'm the one that's, you know, they asked us to come back, so now I'm, you know what I mean, a little bit more in charge. I
Establishing
said, can,
dominance. Yeah.
Can Coop sit on the seat that I give him? No questions asked, right? And he said, yeah, no problem, not thinking anything. And now here we are.
Coop, well, you look cute like that.
I'm a whore for money, so I'll do anything if I'm paid enough.
Exactly. So we can be done with that now.
Yeah.
You could
rise from your grave.
But it is very talk show, late night talk show, because that's what they do. So that they can always have the upper hand.
Is that what they do?
You mm-hmm. still have a little bit of an upper hand, I see.
So do you?
Wait, I'll fix it.
Because... Once, when he went up before, we were at the exact
there
same.
There we go.
Oh, now is he taller? Because he's not allowed to be taller.
There he is.
Okay.
Sit There's that handsome like boy. Look at that handsome boy.
Oh, handsome boys. So as promised, we are doing the first of our It's Always the Husband series. And don't worry, we're going to do It's Always the Wife because, I mean, there's a whole long running
I know
show.
A lot about the wife stuff now.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You know,
oh,
Joel's
yeah, Joel,
being
that's,
like...
that's going to be your, most likely, the way that you end up dying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So now you are also, I mean, he doesn't have life insurance, but if
yeah,
she
I haven't talked
does,
to the wife about life insurance yet.
Yeah, if she does start
if,
to, like, talk to you about it.
If she starts bringing up Policy Genius, then you should probably start filing for divorce.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. We're just kind of keep an eye on what you drink, because the wife's always poison.
Do they really?
Yeah, and then the husband's always bludgeon and, like,
stab
a million times.
Yeah.
It's so
yeah.
fitting. It
yeah.
seems fitting for
it really
the two
is,
sexes.
Right?
Yeah.
Well, that's why there's the old saying that poison is a woman's weapon. That's,
yeah.
That's something that's been going on for thousands of years now. That
and blood retard strength is a man's weapon.
Right,
yeah,
or just like
going
a...
for us.
Like, with a man, usually it's kind of just like an anger-driven thing. With women... Yeah. Be careful of the long game, right? Be careful
Calculated.
Of, like, them slowly poisoning you over time and like just laying low and being like, mm-hmm, I still hate you.
That's
yeah. It seems scary. Like a lot of times they're playing 4D chess while men are playing checkers.
Exactly. Yeah. But
checkers is more fun.
I agree.
Definitely. Chess is for
losers.
Nerds. Nerd Patrol. Right?
Yep. Oh, that was a throwback to a Iconoblast show. That was your character. Who let the nerd in? Thomas Jefferson, dude.
Oh, that was so fun.
Show some respect for Thomas Jefferson, all right?
Yeah.
He did bring
the
weed.
Very well.
Narc. Yeah.
Narc.
Jesse, I noticed that you're setting your font size to about what I have to set mine to now.
Yep.
I appreciate that.
Yeah.
I don't feel so
alone. I lose my place a lot, and I'm, you know, look, we're just a couple of young bucks doing the show, right?
We're not old.
Yeah,
not old.
Nope. I can't see shit.
We're super young. Boom.
Super young. We just party hard.
Party. Yeah.
So we lost our eyesight.
Yeah. We've been listening to Everclear, right, before we fucking went on.
We were listening to the hottest new jams right before we started the episode. We're listening to some fucking Everclear.
Have you ever heard Blues Traveler?
Oh, God.
Blues Travelers. Uh-huh. Like, we still got it.
Don't worry, guys.
Anyways,
so this is, again, the first of our The Husband Always Did It series. This is The Murder of Donna Winger.
Okay.
And Roger Harrington, but that will make more sense to you guys later.
Okay.
So let's get started. Oh,
let's get into
gosh.
It. I'm excited.
It feels great to be back
in
the
saddle. I'm excited
to
see what you have prepared for this one. I didn't finish the story, so I don't know how it actually ends.
I do like that because I like to reveal stuff to you guys. I debated even being like, should I even send you the case because I want to kind of, you know what I mean?
I think it kind of helps with the interpretation.
Right.
Or, you know, any sort of extra commentary that we can add. But without knowing the ending, I'm actually really excited about this one because I have no idea where it's going.
Perfect. And I'm a little dumb, so I have you up here for smart stuff.
Shit, yeah. I gotta stop
so, you know, but you've reviewed enough. Donna Brown, she was Donna Brown at the time, met and immediately fell in love with Mark Winger in 1989. They were married that year. Okay, Mark Winger, fun fact, cousin of Deborah Winger.
Okay.
They were cousins?
She will not be saying that ever now, but they are cousins. Distant.
No way.
Yes. Winger. Okay.
How is he associated with the actual band Winger?
Ooh. I don't think anyone really wants
There's
to associate with him in any way now.
I think even a murderer would separate themselves from Winger.
Oh, you think Winger is separating themselves from... Okay. So Donna got a job as an operating room technician while Mark worked as a nuclear engineer, guys.
Ooh, smart guy.
I know. We've got a, you know,
like
Mark.
Homer Simpson.
Mark was every Jewish mother's dream, okay? Donna's family loved Mark, and the couple, by all accounts, were very happy together. The two settled in Springfield, Illinois, and prepared to start a family.
Also like Homer Simpson.
Yeah, we made another reference to that. Because we're super young, and we're like watching that new show, The Simpsons. Have you seen it?
Brand new.
Brand
Hottest
new.
Hottest show on TV right
By
now.
By the way, still on, you guys.
Is it really?
If you could believe it, yes. They're
That's
still
cool.
making new Simpsons.
That's dope, though.
So dope, dude, because it's all for the young people, too.
I watched Rick and Morty. That's new.
That is new.
It's getting old now, though.
That's usually what I fall asleep to.
New seasons are kind of like whack.
I haven't seen season 6 yet. Mm. Don't spoil anything.
You don't watch Rick and Morty?
I don't.
Watch it with your kids. Well, they're not old enough yet.
Mm. Yeah.
Never mind.
They wouldn't understand the majority of the jokes.
Yeah, so Joel just got married.
Yeah, what's up?
Ugh. What's up, what's up, what's up? And he's trying to, like, really act like he's already, like it's
just
already been
down.
20 years and got to check with the wife.
Yep. It's my
already
favorite
getting
line.
That seven-year itch.
Yep. He's already like, ugh.
My phone set it auto-replies. Yeah, sure, let me check with the wife. If you text
Love
me.
It. Yeah. Love it. So they settled in Springfield and prepared to start a family, but they were very disappointed to find out that Donna could not get pregnant. But amazingly, Donna received a call from the hospital she worked at that there was a teenager looking to give her daughter up for adoption, and that's how baby Bailey came into their lives and completed their happy family.
So is that the way that they handled adoptions back in the
feels a little weird,
right? Late 80s? It's just like, hey, who wants this kid?
Yeah, like there's no process that maybe, you know, someone that was already on a list would have been.
Like that's the way that you adopt a dog.
Yeah, so it's like someone from her work was like, hey, we've got this kid here. Super cute. You know what I mean? Come on down. I know you've been like wanting a baby.
He's been in the kennel all week. Yes. He's very good with other babies. He's not food aggressive.
Yes.
He needs a little bit of training, but I promise if he gets in with a good family, he's going to make a very good child.
Exactly. So like she literally just went there and like picked up
also,
the baby.
He's not fixed, so you're probably going to have to neuter him once you get him.
Yeah, same with the baby. I think that's what they said. But so that's how baby Bailey came into their lives and completed their happy family. Also to boot, Donna met Deanne Schultz at her work, and the two became best friends. So things were good for the wingers. No problems. There wasn't like, they're uncomfortable. They fight a lot. Nothing. I mean, just super happy and amazing.
Perfect couple. Perfect family.
Perfect family. Right? Nuclear engineer? Come on.
I'd marry him.
Right?
I'd let him kill me, too.
Right? If you could just put a picture right next to Coop at this time.
Of him?
Of getting... maybe them together.
I'll put him in the dress.
We'll just put a picture
in. I have other photos of him in a dress.
There you go. Or do you?
Oh, yeah. I've got some serious blackmail if you ever need
it. You son of a bitch. Don't you do it.
Yeah, it's really good.
Do not do it.
Do it. See how much power it has?
Yeah, yeah.
I'm not going to do it. I promise
save
I wouldn't.
Of course you save it for the right time. Save it until you can really get something out of me.
That's
he won't do it, Coop, because he's in it too. Gay? Anyway.
No, he's dressed up like a guy.
Let's bring back the like fun, you know, the fun youthful thing where we call each other gay.
Yeah, we were doing that on the Dahmer series, weren't we?
We were. Yeah. And I think that's why people asked us to bring it back.
Yeah.
It was a very gay episode.
Yeah, I think, how funny, Coop, let me say really quick, we just did that. I did not know that the Dahmer series was coming out. Did
me
you?
Neither.
Oh, dude, they made him such a fucking thirst trap. Jesus
Christ.
No, have you seen the guy?
They made him so fucking sexy. What the fuck?
No, it's fucked up.
No, I know. It is really fucked up, but I was like, wow,
wasn't he
ahead of the curve. But he's good looking.
He was sexy back then.
He likes to party hardy, you know?
There is no way that Dahmer was actually as ripped as the actor that they got to play Dahmer, though.
No, and that's what people are saying, too, is like...
He was hanging out with joggers.
No, he was murdering joggers.
He was waiting in the bushes. He wasn't running.
Jog with him.
No, he was an ambush predator. He wasn't actually like hunting
them
down.
He's sitting for very long periods of time, waiting for runners to run by. He's not, like, jogging behind them.
It's not like in Ace Ventura. Another throwback to the same
to
time period
super...
where those fucking songs came out.
No, the part that I'm talking about is Jeffrey Dahmer looking all ripped and sweaty and, like,
and it's
flexing.
There's
no way.
Did it turn you on?
It's an attractive actor. Now, look, we talked about
in the show.
If that's
how he looked, then I would have fallen for it, too.
Exactly.
I think he did.
We talked about in the show that he was... fairly good looking.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah,
I mean, he wasn't ripped like that or anything.
No, how do you know that?
All.
How do you know he wasn't ripped?
I think we saw many pictures of him, right?
Yeah.
Where
he was
like pretty skinny.
He was not as ripped as the guy who plays Quicksilver and was in American Horror Story. That guy was jacked.
He looked good with his shirt off in the photos I found.
Boop. What? Oh, yeah, he has to research a lot of the photos. I was like, what are you doing looking for naked photos?
I found some fucking topless photos of Dahmer, and they were good. He had a six-pack.
Really?
Yeah.
No way.
I'll send you it. Yeah,
put
there's
it
a photo
here
of
on
him.
The screen.
Yeah, put it up right now. Well,
put it here on the screen.
I didn't see the show, but it's like he wasn't like ripped, like chiseled like fucking Arnold, but... when he was shirtless, he had muscle
a hard time believing it.
Tone. Like
with
you could see his pecs, and you could
with
see
the amount of beer that he was drinking.
No, I know.
I'm sorry, Jesse.
Vodka's low calorie.
And he was drinking beer though.
No, he was drinking beer. Well,
but he was only eating.
He was drinking beer. He was drinking beer.
Not very often because he liked.
In the show, he grabs hard liquor and asks people to party hardy. If anyone's wondering where that's coming from.
I was wondering, because I haven't seen the show.
Because he's from Wisconsin, so he goes, yeah, we're going to go back to my place and party hardy. And they loved it. They fell for it. Anyway.
Every time. We did it first, is what you were saying.
That's what I'm saying. What I'm saying is, like, in this show, like, don't be surprised if you see, like, some movie about this. Because somebody's watching.
Someone's stealing our ideas.
Is watching this show and being like, that needs to be the next big thing.
So, Netflix is ripping off every single episode that we do. I guarantee you.
Fair. That's fair. I mean, fair. I have no problem believing that. Yeah. Anyway. So she met Deanne Schultz. They became best friends. And they were happy and everything was good. Okay. On August 23rd, 1995, Donna and baby Bailey were returning from visiting family and were driven from St. Louis International Airport to the Winger's home. This is a two-hour drive. Okay. The shuttle driver was named Roger Harrington. And on the two-hour drive, there was a lot of time to talk. And according to Donna, Roger was driving erratically, talking about voices in his head, one of which was named Dom. Dom would tell him to hurt people.
Also spelled D-A-H-M. Mm-hmm. Roughly around the same time.
Interesting.
Yeah, it's very.
He's ripping off Dahmer too. It's like who else is ripping us off? You know what
nothing,
I mean?
Nothing is original anymore.
No. Dom would tell him to hurt people and do bad things, and he was also flirting with her and telling her about, like, sex parties he would have at his house. So, by all accounts, this...
It was an average Uber ride.
Yeah, normal for us, but she, you know, this was 95, and it was a limo service, so you're not really expecting our normal Uber situation, right? Which is... This is 100% what happens to us every time we take an Uber,
yeah,
right?
Absolutely, but yep. Limo drivers should know to shut the fuck up.
Right, or it's just we get the limo to eliminate that. But
that's what that window that rolls up is for.
Yeah. Right.
In between the driver
right.
and the passenger.
Why she didn't do that, I don't know. She was probably being nice, which is why most of these women are murdered, because we don't want anyone to feel bad, right? So, again, by all accounts, this is a really horrible ride for 2 hours with your baby, by the way. Like, this is terrifying.
Yeah. How old's the kid?
She is like
infant at that point.
Yeah.
Okay.
She's like maybe not even one at that point.
So she's like breastfeeding in the back of the limo?
She's just like, yeah, the baby's probably in the carrier. And she's like, huh? What? Okay. And like trying to, can you slow down? I mean, beyond the driving erratic with the baby in the car, the talk was very crazy. So when Donna got home, she told her husband, Mark, about the whole ordeal. And Mark told her to write down in detail everything that happened. And she's like, okay. A little bit weird, but he was like, I need you to write everything down, exactly everything.
He's still outside. You can go out there and whoop his ass for me.
Yeah, exactly.
That'd be nice.
Yeah. Or like, call the company. Just something, like, make sure, whatever.
Yeah.
So she did. She wrote it down. It ended up being 3 pages document. They put it on the fridge.
I think overall it was probably a good idea to write everything down while it was fresh in her memory.
Exactly. So that it's not like when they finally contact the company, then it's kind of like...
She's going to have some sort of paper trail at that point if she does end up turning this guy in, or if
anything
happens.
You're right, and she can date it, which she did. And the couple also lodged a complaint with the limo company, and Roger Harrington was suspended. 6 days later, on August 29th, Springfield police received a 911 call from the Winger's home. We're going to listen to that now.
Oh, shit.
It's a little ambiance.
911, emergency. Help me. My God, my wife's breathing.
Okay, you need an ambulance?
I need everything.
Springfield police.
Yes, help me.
What's the problem?
I just saw this man in my house.
He's inside your house
right
now?
He beat my wife.
Is he in there right now?
Yes.
Does he have a gun?
Her brains are everywhere.
Where's the man at?
He's laying on the floor.
Her brains are everywhere?
Is he dead?
I don't know. He's making weird sounds.
Sir.
20 seconds.
Sir, slow down. I can't understand you. Slow down. Is the man still in your house?
Yes, he's laying there on the floor with a bullet in his head.
Did you shoot him?
Yes, I shot him. He was killing my wife. Please
he shot him.
My baby's crying.
He admits he shot him.
His baby's crying. He's going to call back 911, which you never do.
Yes, yes.
This is the police department. We've got officers en route. I need to know what's going on there.
My wife is dying on the floor.
Okay, is she still alive?
I think so.
Okay, we've got ambulance en route and we've got police officers en route. Where's the gun?
I left it on the table. It's on the table. Please, okay. Please come here.
We've got people on the way.
Okay.
Who is this man?
I don't know who he is.
He's still inside the house?
Yes, he's laying on the floor. Okay, I gotta hold my wife. I gotta get to my wife.
Okay, are you Mark Winger?
Yes, I am. Yes, I am.
Okay, and your wife is Donna?
Yes, she is.
When did the man come here?
I don't know, a few minutes ago. Wait, I gotta get to my wife. Please just let me get to my wife. I won't hang up, okay?
Okay, we've got officers en route.
Okay, my door's open.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, I'm about to come.
My wife.
I'm almost there. Keep talking to me.
So.
That was crazy.
That's crazy, right?
Yeah.
This crazy limo convincing. Ride. This is 6 days later. He said this guy came into the house. He was beating my wife with a hammer, and I shot him 2 times in the head. Right?
Yeah, I would do the same. If it was me, I would do that.
Seems like exactly
I
right.
I would cry like a little bitch. But everything else adds up, yeah.
For sure, for sure.
No, that's
how would it be when you call? Hey guys, what's up?
Yo, Ronald, it's me. I'm calling back again.
Hey, 911. Cool, it's me, Joel. What's up?
Yeah, it's me again.
Buddha, Buddha, Buddha. Yeah.
Give it 10 years, you'll be a little bit more worried about your wife getting murdered.
Exactly. The wife, the old ball and chain, Joel. Anyways, but right off the bat, right, it's like, that's insane. You just go, oh, my God, this guy.
So the limo driver came back and fucking.
Right. So according to Mark, he was running on the treadmill in the basement when he heard a commotion upstairs, and he ran up the stairs and came upon Roger Harrington, which was the limo driver, kneeling over his wife and beating her with the hammer in the head. And he, like, goes into his room, grabs his gun, shoots him 2 times in the head. And he falls back. And then he calls 911.
Did he leave to get the gun, or he had the gun when he went into the room? I wasn't clear on that part.
Yeah, that one's a little bit. So, like, there's some accounts that he went to the room first
he
and
heard
then
a commotion,
went.
Got the gun, then went.
Then went. And then there's some where he saw. Went off to the master, got the gun, and came back. So, again, because there's no one there that was alive to corroborate, I think he said that he went, what did you hear? He went before?
State is it?
From what I heard,
What state are they in?
Illinois. From what I heard, he had the gun when he went in at the room, but
okay,
no
so then he
what,
went
like,
to the master.
Either way, it's sketchy in either direction.
It's
because
sketchy because you hear commotion. It's like, what?
Why would you think
what's
you get
going
your gun?
On? Like,
yeah, why would you need
your
to
wife?
I don't know the
home.
Gun laws. Does he run on the treadmill with a gun?
Yeah, if he was a man, he would.
Yeah.
If he was in Texas,
yeah,
he
you want to talk about him being Texas, a little bitch, Joel? How would you run on the treadmill, dude?
Oh, I'm not a bitch. I don't need guns.
Yeah, exactly. He wouldn't even have
He's
a gun.
He's got two right here.
Yep. What's up, Roger? So anyway, okay. So he came upstairs. Roger was beating his wife with the hammer. He shot him 2 times. He fell back. So when Detective Charlie Cox, you guys, every time there's a detective in the 80s, their names are amazing, right?
Dude, I love that it's real. I thought it was just in the movies that had cool names.
It only would have been better if it was Richard Cox.
Right?
Yeah. Detective Dick Cox.
Dick
it's
Cox,
still a
which
good
I
name.
Know. You know there's a Richard Cox, Detective Richard Cox out there. So Detective Charlie Cox arrived at the Winger's home, and he could see both victims when he walked in the door. Notable. He had the forethought to take a picture with a Polaroid that he had in his car before, paramedics came in, because both these victims were technically still alive. They were They were clinging to life. So the scene was going to be completely destroyed just trying to save these people's lives, right? So he had the forethought to, as soon as he got there, got on the scene first, took a couple, I think like 2 Polaroid pictures with his camera. And Mark kept asking, who was that, like, little bitch, right? Who was? I know his voice now, right? Who was that man?
It just still sounds like he's masturbating. Yeah. Always, that's his normal voice.
Oh. Well, yeah. Who was it? Who was it? Pretty good, right? Pretty good.
Sounds just like him.
It's just like him. And when Detective Cox,
Charlie.
Chucky Cox, dude.
Chucky Cox is better than Dick Cox.
Dude, Chucky Cox is way better than Dick Cox. Way better than Dick Cox.
Chucky Cox is the best. Okay, sorry. Okay, Chucky Cox arrived at... Chucky Cox is like...
Chucky Cox.
Yeah, you lead with Cox.
Call me Cece.
Cece Cox. So,
Cece.
So Chucky Cox was like... it was Roger Harrington because he found his ID on him. So when Mark was like, who was it? He was it was Roger Harrington. That's what I'm seeing on the ID.
He asked, is his name Roger? And that's when the detective finally opened up to him and was like, yes, his name's Roger.
Ooh, I didn't
need to start
see that.
Answering some questions. So he actually
this is why I have you here.
Knew the name ahead of time.
Wait, what are you talking about? Chucky lied about his name?
He was saying that when Mark was asking who was that guy,
he was saying,
was his name Roger?
Yeah, he's like, was his name Roger?
I didn't see that,
but
I believe
it. And that's when the detective said, yeah, his name was Roger Harrington.
Roger Harrington. Kind of like after he, like, in that annoying voice kept asking, I'm sure Chucky was like, bro, fuck.
Shut the fuck up. His name was Roger. God damn.
It's Roger Harrington, buddy. And he's like, oh, God, that's the guy who's been harassing my wife.
Go like figure. No way.
Yeah. Oh, no. Right? Who? Yeah, exactly. So he pointed police. Once he heard that, he pointed police to the document that he had Donna write that's on the fridge. He's like, look at this. This is what I'm talking about. This guy's been harassing us, blah, blah, blah. Told them the whole story. And basically they were going through the scene and asking him just questions that you would ask an investigation, but at that time. So they were just kind of doing a quick investigation right there, which you don't usually do. He wasn't taken in to be questioned or anything. But they said, why was the hammer just on the table that Roger Harrington used? Because it was a hammer from the home of Mark. It wasn't a hammer that Roger brought, right? So they were like, why did he have such easy access to the hammer? And Mark told them that his wife had left it along with some nails on the table to kind of gently remind him to hang up a picture in the dining room. And all the detectives being men were like, we get it, man.
Bro.
They gently remind you, right? Boom, fucking bonesed him. They were like, no problem, dude.
Look what happens.
Yeah. Honestly, though, if my wife did that to me, I would fucking hit her with the hammer, too.
Patreon. She doesn't subscribe. So if it was YouTube, he would not be saying that.
I need to warn her now.
Yeah. Just so you know, we did like a Patreon episode.
You should watch it. No, you should watch it. Listen to this part. Yeah,
kind
so
of
she
fun,
knows not
joked
to leave
about
that
domestic
hammer
violence.
On the fucking table.
But by the way,
I'm kidding.
When you're married for a certain amount of time, if that was true, like, all the detectives really got on board with that because 100% every one of their wives were like, could you put the glass away? Do you know what I mean? Like,
maybe use a coaster every now and then.
Just kind of nudging it towards them. It's all passive aggressive.
I want that to happen.
It will.
I need shit to do. I don't see it.
It'll be all resentment and passive aggressiveness.
Why do you think women are murdered so often in marriages?
Welcome. You're welcome.
Why what?
Wait, what?
I didn't hear what you said.
He said, why do you think women are murdered so often? It's because the passive aggressive, the bullshit, like leaving the hammer out. It's like, oh, yeah? Hang up the picture? Yeah. Guess what? But anyway, we don't even know if that's true.
No, we don't.
We don't
How
even
am
know.
I supposed to hang up the photos if I'm getting poisoned every day?
We don't even
day?
Know. We don't
I'm
even
sick,
know if that's
I'm tired.
What happened.
That's a good point.
She had a crazy limo ride with this dude that had voices in his head. Next thing you know, he's at the house. Okay?
Yeah.
So like, yes.
Yeah, why is he at the
She's
fucking
cheating.
House
Thank
anyway.
You. He's there to murder her because she got him fucking fired.
Okay.
And he's psycho, and Dom probably told him to, right? So he was able to explain every weird little thing to the detectives, and they were like, cool. And the case was closed within 48 hours. It was determined very quickly that Mark acted in self-defense, and he was thought of as a hero by everyone in the town, as well as Donna's family. So it was just like open and shut. Thank you so much for trying to save our daughter. He did like various charities in her name, and So he was like
husband.
Exactly. Exactly. Hero. Yeah.
If he didn't do it,
Hero.
That's how these are going to go, right? We don't know if they did it or not till the end.
No, we don't know yet.
Assume it's the husband. We could go down this road and find out it's not. And there's many times that they are wrongfully accused only because in our mind and in the eyes of detectives, it is always the husband.
Yeah,
so generally. A lot of times there's maybe a couple times that they've been wrong.
Has this ever happened? Has anyone?
Yes.
It has happened.
Oh, what?
So let's say, because I could see myself doing this, because I don't trust police officers. Sure. I don't trust the government. I don't really trust any authority.
Mm-hmm.
So if my wife was killed
and
it looked like I did it.
It doesn't even have to look like you did it. Don't ever talk to the cops. Don't ever go into questioning. Get a lawyer immediately.
Right. But what if I tried to make it look like it was someone else? Just, you know, like doubling down to make it look more like it wasn't me.
Well, then
which ends up making it look more like it was me.
Then it's so definitely going to make it look like it's wait, you that did it.
Right. Quick question. Did you do it or not?
No.
Okay,
no,
he didn't do it.
So, so the real truth is you didn't do it. But you find your dead wife and you're like, they're going to blame me. So you try to make it look like it's someone else even more.
Yes, no, and that's happened for sure. They're
for sure going to get caught.
For sure.
So then you get blamed for it wrongly.
Well, yeah, but
you didn't do it.
100% there has been.
I bet you that's happened a shit
ton. So 100% there are cases where the husband is so freaked out that he either like disappears or runs or something because they're just like, oh my God, like no matter what, they're
like, why is there a ditch dug in there? I was going to hide her. I didn't do it.
If a wife gets murdered, the number one suspect is going to be the husband.
Yeah, so like they always, no matter what.
The number one suspect is going to be the husband. If they find that.
I just wonder how many times they've like busted themselves when they didn't do it. You know what I mean?
Yes, by trying to be like, hey, when they come in, just so you know, I didn't do it. And you're
I'm going to look into you. If they find any evidence that's been tampered with at all.
Yes.
That's just going to...
That's it.
That's going to drive the case towards you more and more.
What if you wanted to sleep with your wife one last time?
Okay, so then...
That's your right as a husband.
I need to move on. So he was marriage, right, bro?
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, dude. Ball and chain.
You can't use that quote anymore.
Ball and chain. He doesn't understand, like...
It's going to get so much worse.
He's really, like... He's trying to say, like, different things to relate, but it ends up being... You know?
Sorry.
Like just necrophilia?
Let me enjoy this.
Anyways,
okay?
I will. So he was able to explain everything away. And and it was very quickly self-defense. Case closed. Soon after Donna's death, Mark hired a beautiful young nanny named Rebecca. Don't ever do it, ladies. Now he's single.
Guys,
so go
do
ahead.
It all the time. Whenever you get the chance, do it.
Don't do it.
So he hired a hot nanny.
So he hired.
She was good looking.
Nice.
So he's single now. He's got a baby. You know, the family can't come down that much. Although Donna's family was coming down and helping him a lot. Again, no one thought anything different happened than what happened. Right. So. Hired the nanny, and very quickly, spoiler alert, they become romantically involved and were married within a year.
Go figure.
Who knew?
He married his first wife in a year, too.
Yeah, he likes to jump.
He moves quick.
He likes to jump. He's a romantic.
He's a lover.
He's a lover,
he is
right?
Such a lover.
Don't fault him for that.
No.
He kept his heart open.
It's like Romeo and Juliet if Juliet got beaten to death with a hammer.
Right.
Would you?
And then Romeo lived to marry another younger, hotter Juliet.
Did she know about his wife being murdered?
Oh, yes. Yeah. So he. Yeah. So everyone.
Would you date someone that had a murdered wife?
Nope.
You wouldn't.
Nope.
No chance.
Nope. I wouldn't date someone that their wife died in anything other than cancer.
What about
like a car accident? Maybe. Why but cancer? I'd have to look into it.
Why cancer specifically?
Because that's something that can be documented, and you know, you're in the hospital. I can look through records and be like, okay.
You can make sure that it's not murder.
Yes, I can make sure that, you guys were happy.
Are you sure about
she
that?
She got cancer. I can definitely find records. It'd
but
be
I know
creepy
how to give someone cancer, like,
it.
Super easy.
You what?
Wait, what?
Shut up.
Yeah.
What is?
You can baking give someone cancer pretty easily these days.
Give someone cancer?
Yeah, you just need radioactive lenses and just put it under their pillow for about a year and they'll get cancer for sure. Boom. That's
okay,
all I think
all
I got.
Right, then I will not marry anyone that has a dead wife,
that's why I think
period.
That's how I got bladder cancer, because I put those stupid Bellflower lenses on my balls as a joke.
Joke's on you.
Shit.
Honestly, though, I did do that.
You did?
And then I did get a really strange form of bladder cancer that was
the
size of a dime that was bleeding.
Why'd you put them on your...
Because I was like, oh, yeah, right.
For goofs.
I was drunk. I was drunk, and I was like, I don't want kids anyway. Let's get rid of them. And I rubbed my balls on it so I wouldn't be able to have kids.
Oh.
Yeah.
Gay. Anyway.
Yeah, good drunk
oh
nights.
My God.
Yeah. And you know something else that's fucked up is my dog, Whiskey, died of cancer. She was only 5 and a half, 6. And she used to lay by those lenses all the time when I was staying
Stop
in Hollywood.
It.
I just didn't. I don't know if it's actually connected at all. But they were super radioactive, fucking old school Russian lenses. So it could be directly what killed my dog and gave me bladder cancer, or it's nothing.
This was a really flirty, fun, lighthearted episode until now. We were just talking about a husband murdering his wife.
I know.
We were just
talking about someone getting bludgeoned to death with a hammer clinging to life. And now you're talking
and
about
you had to
your
bring
cancer?
It down?
I was just worried about your safety, Jesse. I'm trying to protect you.
No, okay, thank you. And by
cancer
the way.
Cancer is not safe.
Okay, by the way, I would not, and I will stick to my previous answer, which is I don't think I would marry anyone that had a dead wife.
That's a smart move.
Dead from any source.
Any source, because it always is like even if it was an accident or a car accident, it comes out later. Like this lady, this girl, Rebecca, married Mark, right? He told her this story, the story that everyone knew. It seemed like there was no questioning it. The whole town knew. The family knew. Why wouldn't you believe it?
Scot-free.
I would have a hard time getting into a relationship with somebody who had a dead spouse, primarily because I would think, oh, that was their soulmate, and now I'm coming in to fill the void. That ghost is going to be watching me every time we have sex.
Right.
That is a
well.
Weird,
I have a little bit higher
weird.
Self-esteem than you, but just kidding. I'd be like,
"Whoa, that was
I'd
darker
like,
than what I just said."
Compete with me, dead wife. Right? Just try. I bet this wasn't even around when you were alive. Now listen, I do hear that, and I think that's also another reason. Like, I just feel like. You know, it's not like you can have the
Joel,
like
this is serious.
It's not like you can have the like weird, you know, the ex that continues to like annoy them, right? It's like they died perfect.
I would
and they will never be tainted.
I would prefer that over
yes.
over the ghost.
100%. No, I hear you on that.
Do you, Jesse?
But sometimes you got to get laid. What's happening? What's happening to me?
We're doing a crime show.
I think it's just I haven't been around you guys in a while and Crime Corner. This makes me weird. Let's get back to the story.
Yeah,
like,
it's
I need
you didn't
to get
take a
serious.
Shot at the top like you're supposed to.
It does calm me down a little bit, huh? I get real.
No, this is the show. I think this,
this is
the show.
The show.
This is what the people show? Want, I hope.
This is
Let's
the show.
Let's go with it.
Whatever's on the show is on the show. So.
Wait, did you print those on both sides?
I didn't mean to.
Again.
I know.
Loser.
I know. Nork. I'm super young and I know how to do stuff.
Totally know how to use a printer.
I couldn't fucking change it. Wait.
That's cool.
I was like, I'm going to say I was in a hurry because I don't know if you saw me, but I was writing it and then rushing down to do. But I also couldn't change it to single side.
You're telling me you rushed
you
this
change
and,
it on
and
the
write
print?
It like the same day?
No, no. I wrote
I would
it,
never do that.
I wrote it all like hand on
Coop
hand.
Coop does that all the time.
I would never. I wrote it by hand first, but then I type it out later.
She wrote it. She wrote it on
you
Tuesday.
You wrote it by hand? No
I just,
joke?
That's how I like, because I need to move certain parts around. Do you know what I mean?
Well, you can't copy and paste when you're writing on a piece of paper.
Do they have but apps can, now where it can read your writing and print it for
I
you?
I just.
That's not writing on paper, though.
It's
no,
just
like you can write
way.
It on paper and then take a photo and then it'll transcribe it.
It. And if you saw it, it looks like chicken scratch. So it's just like my, what I know about the case and then what I'm like researching
yeah,
and then
that.
I'm like
I
moving.
Thought that you were like pretending to work because Ross was looking at us.
No, I was working. Soon after Donna's death, he marries the nanny. We know that. Also, after they were married, around that same time, Mark went back to the police department and tried to get his gun back.
Yeah.
And this is the first of, like, the moments with Mark Winger, right? The first of the kind of, like, look, it could be possible that you want your gun back. I don't know why you would want to still use or have around you the gun that you needed to kill the guy that was killing your wife, but hey.
Oh,
well,
I would.
It's tried and true. It obviously
exactly.
Works.
Like, you don't, this isn't like a smoking gun. Pun.
Like it.
But it is like a little bit weird. It's just the first little bit weird. You're going back to the police.
Do they not give you your gun back if you kill someone?
If it's still part of a case, then it's evidence. They're not going to be.
Guns are expensive.
And look, that's how you could kind of explain it away, right? So it's like, look.
Does he have more guns?
Okay. I don't know. I think
actually,
he was
yeah,
like,
I
think he was
either.
A hand. No, he wasn't like a gun dude. I think he was like a handgun in the nightstand if anything happens kind of dude.
Yeah, that's what it seems like.
So, hey, he wanted the gun back is what it is.
Before
but then
the
he also asked, the case was closed. So he was able to get it back.
Okay. I'm not sure how to approach this without giving any spoilers. That's similar to you leave an article of clothing at somebody's house as an excuse to go back to their house and see what's going on.
Mm-hmm. Exactly right. So
if,
then
so
he
did it. If he
like,
didn't
oh,
do
I,
it.
At the same time.
I need that gun back. I'm just going to come in and pick it up. But by the way, what's going on with the case?
That's exactly right. So while he was
closed.
In there. Chucky Cox was there. While he was in there, he asked Chucky Cox, hey.
My boy, Chucky Cox.
Chucky! He's all, what up, Bones?
Episode title, possibly?
He goes, so what's up? He did ask him, just want to know about the case. Is it, like, open or that's closed, right? And he's like, yeah.
It's all done.
Yeah.
Over with.
They were like,
I didn't do it.
No new clues.
No. It's not because I did it. I just want to know, like, are you still...
yeah.
Thinking about it,
and
or like, what's up?
He pulls out his gun. He just got back and shoots Chucky.
Yeah, yeah. No, so you know, Detective Cox is like, no, you know,
you're
close.
Good.
We're good, but logged it, right?
Yeah, why are you?
Because that's Chucky. Chucky's good.
Chucky Cox, dude.
Fucking Chucky Cox is good, and so he's like, okay, yeah. I mean, I guess you're just asking. What's up with the case that was, like, self-defense and closed forever ago? But anyway.
Still got to document it because Chucky's a fucking Poindexter.
Yeah, I know. Nerd, narc, dork, loser.
Chucky uses two-sided paper, too.
Fuck you. I'm, like, getting so confused. I'm like, how many pages am I? Okay.
Yeah, set the old ones over here.
And also, if you want to look at the double spacing and huge letters. Anyways, we are young and trendy. We are super cool over here. So 4 years later, are we beatboxing? Don't beatbox. You remember when I played Blues Traveler? Do not beatbox. I will fucking lose it.
Maybe at the end.
When I'm walking out the door anyway.
Yeah. All right, so we're 4 years later.
So we're this 4 years later now. 90... So he's gone in, after he married the nanny, he's gone into the police department, asked for his gun, asked if the case was open.
No?
He got the gun back because the case was closed.
Cool.
But again, Chucky just kind of logged that interaction as weird.
Fucking
is what
weird.
It is. Weird interactions all the time. So 4 years later in 1999, Mark was happily married with Rebecca, hot nanny. They had two children of their own, plus Bailey. Yeah, so they were totally fine.
So Bailey's like six now, five?
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
Right? Because she was one.
She would have been born in 90.
I think she's five here.
Yeah. Nanny was hot too, by the way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like that's important.
But like.
What?
Not like hot, hot,
Midwest
but like.
Hot.
Yes. Midwest hot. And like also nanny hat? Taking care of your kids, long hair. Like, she was like sweet hot.
Southern accent?
Girl next door.
No,
Springfield.
She liked to party hardy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Northwest accent.
Yeah. So, but this same year, so 1999, 4 years later, is when it all came crashing down for Mark Winger, who I actually thought was a literal genius, by the way. Like, I thought, holy shit. If he did this, when I first heard the case, I'm like, if he did this, he's a fucking genius.
The 911 call.
I believe it. We'll see.
You guys have been acting like it's all bullshit. Party foul.
I like to party hardy.
It's good.
No, that one's done.
Okay.
Paper I've got both sides.
In. Paper towels are flying in.
Thank you. This is why I love an audience. Thank you, sir. I think that's
the show must
He's
go
actually
on.
A fan of Crime Corner. Remember what he said, Jesse?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So are you gonna re-sign up for the Patreon now?
He's gonna have to. He's on this one. He's on this one. We're gonna shout him out. We're gonna say, "Pay money, pay us money, give us all the money."
Yeah, Coop. He joined the Patreon because of Crime Corner, and then when we stopped doing it, he canceled the Patreon
because of Crime Corner.
Can you?
It's like the weakest show on the network.
Can you cut that out, Joel? Seriously,
though. No, that's got to stay.
What
in.
the spilling the drink?
Spilling.
Cut that out.
Cut it out.
What I'll do is I'll clip you saying that. Yes.
And he won't cut it out, huh?
Do we need some cut points?
I've been collecting all the cut that out.
No, he won't cut it out. I tell him to cut it out, and he won't cut it out.
Stay in. It'll be fun.
Okay. So it all comes. It all.
You are the boss, though. I'll cut it out if you give me the eye.
Welcome back to Jesse Wiseman's Booze Corner.
We're starting from the beginning.
It's past 4 p.m. and all bets are off.
Woo! Murder.
I do think you should drink from the bottle for the rest of it since you.
I think I'm gonna have to. This glass is just a little wobbly. I think there's something wrong with it. Okay. So the first thing to happen, again, this is 99, guys. So this is the year. It's 4 years later. He's living large. The first thing that happens is Deanne Schultz, if you'll remember from the beginning of the story, Donna made a friend at the hospital. Mm. Deanne Schultz, they became best friends, and that was kind of the beginning. Mm. They were like a fun little family unit. They would do stuff together, barbecue, what have ya. Party hardy. So she comes forward to police and told them about the affair that Mark and her were having before Donna's death.
Oh, shit.
He would tell Deanne, he would tell Deanne that it would just be easier if Donna was dead. And she recalled when Donna had that crazy limo ride that he told Deanne, I need to get this guy to my house. I need to get this driver to my house. So, but the real beginning of the end for Mark is when...
Who's telling someone this?
So when... So Mark, it's important to note that after Donna's death, he got $25,000 in a victim fund, and he also got $150,000 in insurance, life insurance. And so that was kind of running out, and so he decided to sue the limo company 4 years later, BART Transportation. He decided to sue the company for what happened to his wife, right? And the company not wanting to pay, as companies do. They just don't really like to pay out money, right?
That's weird.
That's what I've found. But they requested a reexamination of the case.
Holy shit.
Here we go. Here we go.
What a fucking idiot.
Thank you.
This is the part that I didn't get into.
He was a literal genius. Before this part.
Until he ran out of money.
Till he got greedy, guys.
Did he run out of money?
You know, I think it was just kind of like, why not? You're getting away with it.
He needed the, it was the.
You could probably.
The high that he got. Mm-hmm. It was the high from all of it. He's like, I need some more action.
I need some more action. I need it to be like I'm a hero again. I sue the company because it's their fault for putting this guy in my life that killed my wife.
I think it was more because he was running out of money.
I think so, too. I mean,
that's
look.
That's not a lot of money.
He's still working as nuclear engineer, by the way, but
yeah,
I don't
how's
know.
How's he running out of money?
I think it's just with that payout, you're kind of like living large.
You want a little
and
more.
And why not sue a large transportation company for a shit ton.
That's
like,
a dumb
why
mistake,
not make
dude.
This thing?
$100K even isn't living large.
It's not, but if you're already making money, like if I were to get that right now, I don't know about you, but I'd be living pretty large.
I would be very, very stoked.
True.
Thank you.
You can give me $200.
Don't be snobby.
Make a lot of money though.
Don't be a snob.
Just saying, like
nuclear engineers.
Yeah.
Oh no, dude, they're gonna be fucking. Rolling in cash. They're going to be pulling at least six figures a year.
So maybe it wasn't. Maybe it was literally, you're right. Maybe it was literally like a narcissistic greed and bullshit. And I think you're right, probably.
I think that makes sense.
Because he got away with it.
He's making a decent amount of money.
The longer.
But that's not fuck you money. Like he could get some fuck you money from.
Right. And be like.
From filing a lawsuit.
And maybe it would be like, this shit was worth it.
Yeah.
Right? Anyway, so let's go through what
like
the
idiot.
Police missed at the time during their super hasty, ridiculous investigation that wasn't even an investigation, by the way. So in the Polaroid, if you, Joel, Joel, if you could put it, if you could put it right here, the Polaroid.
The Polaroid, okay.
Make it a whale penis.
That's the wrong show. That's a kind of blast.
Put it right here. So you could see in the Polaroid that both bodies are facing the same direction. So Donna is face down against the wall, and Roger is laying face up, so they're both the same. He's on this side of the table, and she's by the wall.
Okay. Oh, I could put Santa Claus Kurt Russell up whenever she requests a image.
A what?
We have. Oh, never mind.
Nothing.
Whenever Coop tells me, "Hey, can you put a picture of this on the?"
We'll do that first, but then do the
and then
actual
it turns
thing.
Into,
okay.
Yeah. Okay.
No, I love it.
Yeah.
Whatever it is.
Yeah. All right. So Donna was face down, and
she was face down against the wall, and then Roger was face up like this. So they're both like the same direction, feet facing the same direction, right?
Okay.
So you can also see in the picture that. Roger's coffee mug and cigarettes are just placed on the table. Kind of like he was just sitting there. Not like, I'm coming in, putting down my coffee and cigarettes, and then beating you, right?
Well, I'm very casual when I commit a murder.
Yeah. By the way,
that makes sense.
If it was serial, if this was Dahmer, 100%, that'd be fine. Yeah. But it was meant to be like a passionate thing. So
while he was on the 911 call, he was making his coffee.
Setting it down.
Grinding the beans.
There's also no sign of forced entry. That's huge. Because I guess, according to Donna's family, she would never, ever leave the door unlocked. Like, that's not something that you could just, like, he would just be able to walk in. So there was no sign of forced entry, which means he had to be let in. Also, in Roger's car, Roger Harrington's car, there was a note that read, Mark Winger, you can put that here. You can find a picture of the note, too, after... You put the picture of Kurt
Russell with his shirt off
every single time.
Claus.
Is it funny every time? I mean, I can't imagine. I can't imagine that it's funny
every
time.
It's a whale penis for Coop for about 40 episodes now.
Yeah. It's one of those things where people must like it. It starts off funny, mm-hmm. and then it gets to where it's not funny, and then it becomes funny.
And then it goes so... I got it.
Yeah.
Comedy.
No, I think it's important to actually show the stuff on this show, though. Yeah, but it'll crossfade into, like, nude photos of Kurt Russell.
There you go.
Maybe not the murder photos.
Maybe one time.
Not the murder photos, though.
Or Brendan
Fraser. Do it for the note, because that's fine. But if it's a murder photo.
Brendan Fraser?
Yes. Yeah, it's like Brendan Fraser now naked, and then the murder photo covers his genitals.
Send it to me first. No.
Send that to me, too. That sounds like one of my kinks.
Send it to Coop, too. He's into it. So in his car, there was a note that read, Mark Winger, and then his address, and 4:30 p.m. So it looked like a piece of paper of someone that's like, I need to meet this person here at this time.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Yeah. Not like, I'm going to go kill this guy's wife at this address at this time. Right? In his car also, in Roger's car, was a knife and a tire iron. Perfectly good weapons, right?
Yeah.
Like, if you were going in there to kill someone, you don't leave the knife and tire iron and go, I hope there's a hammer on the table. Otherwise, I won't be able to do it.
Yeah, and those are also fairly common things to find in, like, any car.
A tire iron should also be
in pretty much any car. A knife, I think, should also be in pretty much any car. You can use it for a million different things.
Right, but the point,
like,
the point is
that
he
had
this,
people,
the point of using
mothers.
This using this in the investigation is, why would you not bring in,
if your intent's to go to their kill,
one of your weapons and just hope that the person you're going to kill has some kind of weapon within arm's reach, right? So that's the idea. The bodies being in the position that they were made it so that the crime could not have occurred in the way that Mark said, which was, Mark said that Roger was kneeling over his wife, hitting her with a hammer. He came up the stairs, shot him 2 times, and he fell backwards, right? So the way the bodies were placed, or from that Polaroid, there's no way that he was over his wife. He would have been
He would have had to step, like, 8 feet back,
turn around, then fall, right?
So what were the positions of the bodies again?
So
their heads were facing opposite directions?
No.
So they were both facing the same direction?
So, like, if you're
how
looking
far apart
at the Polaroid, which you will see, but
she's
you
on
can
her stomach
see the bottom, basically, I can put it this way, you're seeing the bottom of both of their feet. So they're both laying in the same direction.
When he walks in the front door, he takes the Polaroid, right?
Okay, both face down, or one face down, one face up?
Yes, but they're both with their feet
towards camera.
Okay. So it looks like two people just fell over like this.
So I know that the husband's testimony was that he shot the attacker once in the head, and then it seemed like he was going to get back up again, so we shot him in the head again. Also, it was a .45. Like, that's got it. I can't imagine somebody surviving a shot from a .45 to the head.
Yeah, unless
but obviously
he missed.
He was shot in the head twice.
Right.
Laying in different positions. Yeah, it doesn't really doesn't really make that much sense.
So if Mark was saying that he was kneeling over him,
where are the bullet holes?
In his head.
In
where
his head.
Where did the bullets go through, or they ricochet inside his brain? Like,
so one went through.
Okay.
So he said he shot two bullets. Two bullets back to back. But a neighbor that was questioned at the time said she heard a gunshot. Then 5 minutes later, she heard another gunshot. So we're going to listen to the 911 call again with this information.
Oh, shit. This is awesome.
Oh, am I connected?
Emergency. Help me. My God, my wife's breathing.
Okay, you need an ambulance?
I need everything.
Yes,
hold me.
What's the problem?
I just shot this man in my house.
He's inside your house.
He beat my wife.
Is he in there right now?
Yes.
Does he have a gun?
Her brains are everywhere.
Where's the man at?
He's laying on the floor.
Is he dead?
I don't know. He's making weird sounds.
Sir.
23.
Sir, slow down. I can't understand you. Slow down. Is the man still in your house?
Yes, he's laying there on the floor with a bullet in his head.
Did you shoot him?
Yes, I shot him. He was killing my wife.
One bullet.
Please, my baby's crying. I gotta go. I'll call you right back.
So, when his baby was crying,
shot him again.
What?
Fuck.
So, when his baby's crying, so the second bullet, according to Chucky Cox, they reinvestigated, was there was a gunshot in the ground, right?
Okay.
Underneath him.
So
he had come back up to him and shot him as he was laying there. Double-sided. Wet with wine. I mean, this is ridiculous, you guys. What is fucking going on?
We're making a good show.
What a loser.
The best. That's why I'm here.
You know, my mom might not even. She might be like, take that show off the air.
Cut that out.
Yeah, take the show off the air. I thought I wanted it back, but I don't.
Don't
Did
feel
your
bad.
Mom watch
my,
the show?
My mom and my sister have both stopped listening to anything that I do.
My mom is my biggest fan. My Instagram used to say a super famous actor, according to my mom.
Aww.
I know.
You are famous, Jesse.
To my mom, yeah.
Yeah, and to me.
To me also.
Thanks. You? Thank you. You know what I mean? Just because, I mean, why not, right? Thanks, guys. I can't. You? Yeah. Okay.
Oh,
so,
no, stop. But stop. Keep going.
There's someone here that didn't say anything. So in 2002, the murder trial begins.
Damn, he fucked up so bad.
So bad, dude. So bad.
Good.
He had it just, I mean, the gift of that limo driver, the gift.
The gift that came to him from God.
And he
get rid of that.
Fucked it up.
Yeah.
He would have never been reinvestigated ever. So,
don't it always seem to go that you don't know what you got till it's gone?
Till it's gone, right? Freedom.
Pay paradise and beat your wife to death with a hammer.
Yeah. So the murder trial begins. Deanne Schultz's testimony was the nail in the coffin, along with all the other
in the photo
evidence that we just went through.
Damn.
So basically what happened is he was wanting to kill his wife. He didn't know.
Probably
he was talking to Deanne about it. I need her to be dead. He gets this gift of this crazy limo ride where the guy is saying he's going to hurt people. He was erratic. He had her write it down. He called Roger and told him to come over to the house. I would like to kind of settle this outside of, you know, the company or whatever, and just, and you know, talk this out or whatever. So Roger, who after talking to his family and roommate and stuff, was not violent at all. He was just had major mental health issues that he was getting taken care of. Like, he would go to therapists, he was going to get help and had been in rehab and all of this stuff. So he wasn't someone that wasn't trying to address these issues. So he had him come over to the house.
Driving?
Huh? No, I mean, he had mental health issues, for sure.
Yeah, he definitely had some mental health issues. One of the things that one of his family members said was, I think it was like one of his sisters said that Dom, the entity that he was talking about in the car ride,
right,
was literally a rubber mask that he would use to scare his nieces and nephews. But he would say that it was just...
Jesus Christ.
It was just a rubber mask.
They were letting him drive people around in limos?
Have you
been in an Uber before?
But same like anything. He would get help. He would go off his medication. It's one of these things where it's like, if you're struggling with severe mental illness forever, there's going to be moments where you get your shit right and you're okay, and then it falls off.
He nailed the test.
Then things get weird.
Yeah.
Passed the test.
He was like on his meds,
everybody
whatever.
Was like, oh my God, I can't believe he got the job driving a limo. He doesn't even have a license.
He fucking, does he bring Dom with him? And his friends were like, okay, bro.
Just put Dom in the glove box. It's going to be
fine.
Don't
worry, buddy. So.
Take your pills.
Yeah. Mark calls Roger, has him come over, telling him it's going to be just like a fun bro talk, whatever. Roger comes over clearly with a pack of cigs and a coffee and is like, okay, let's talk it over. You know, according to the prosecutor, and ultimately what ends up, you know, he gets convicted for is, I guess, asking Roger to kneel down and has a gun to his head, shoots him, beats his wife with a hammer. Then he sees that Roger calls 911, sees that Roger's not dead,
hangs up, then
shoots him again. Probably makes sure Donna's fucking dead. I'm not sure. By the way, Donna was found face down, which, if you're trying to save your wife and make sure that she lives, she's probably going to be turned over. She's okay. No. And the detectives, including Chucky Cox, have to live with the fact that they did a really shitty investigation and took this, like, rich-ass Jewish nuclear engineer's word for it and just broed him out and left.
All right. Why do you got to throw Jewish in there?
I think it's important because, you know. Because they have like a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
Okay, good. As long as we're on the same page.
They're like ruling the world right now. And I don't think it hurts to knock them. Cut it out. Cut that out.
But seriously,
no,
Banks, entertainment industry.
God damn it.
Holy
Jesse,
shit.
Jesus Christ, get your shit together.
Now he definitely can't cut out the first one.
It's got to all be in there. So what do you think?
Take that cup away. Take that glass away. Take the glass away.
No, she's a grown woman. She can handle herself.
I'm the producer of the show. Glass got to go.
She's got the bottle right there.
I've got the bottle. Right, I'm almost done. Let me finish the page. Okay. So. Gross. It's good. It's simple.
I love wine now.
Goddamn, Jesse.
Okay, anyway. So. So they have to live with the fact that they did a horrible investigation, but he was, again, with all the other evidence and Deanne Schultz coming in and being like, look, we were having an affair. He was supposed to be with me after and ended up being with the nanny. So I've been kind of pissed. He was found guilty of 2 counts of first degree murder and was sentenced to life without the possibility of parole.
Fuck yeah.
But he wasn't done. Check it out. So... in 2005, he was implicated in a murder-for-hire plot when he tried to put a hit out on Deanne Schultz and a childhood friend that wouldn't put up $1 million bail for him in the beginning. He's like the best person ever. He's the worst.
Yeah, what the fuck?
And he got sentenced to 35 more years on top of that for being like, hey, I need to get... Why would you need to get these two people killed? You're just the worst fucking person of all time.
Poor fucking guy. This poor nuclear engineer just got railed by the system.
That's why I know when he did the lawsuit was because he just needed that rush. Because that's what he did in prison.
The lawsuit.
He just needed a rush, a boner of something.
No, the lawsuit is, you're right, that he was just a horrible person, a narcissist that was just able to win over people. He was probably maybe sociopath a little bit.
That, that seems to come up a lot, like, in a lot of these cases, is the, either the narcissistic or the sociopathic personalities. Like, it comes up so much where they believe so much in themselves that they can't believe that anybody else isn't going to believe their stories.
Yes.
What
and on this
wife?
One, though, I will say...
Wife.
What?
What?
Oh, she was blindsided.
Say anything? Just
she was blindsided.
Babysitter?
She
got railroaded.
She did interviews for like 2020 after and like was just like, holy shit. Like, same with everyone else.
It? Or did she was like,
no, she definitely believed it, but same with everyone else. Like,
so they got a divorce then?
Yeah. And I think he married, I think he's one of those that like,
there's
someone,
no sanctity in marriage anymore.
I think he's one of those where someone else married him in jail too. Another wife, someone that like loves.
Did he admit
convicted.
It? Like when he got convicted, or is he hailed
still,
to this day?
No, he still was like, you know, saying that he was innocent. But in conclusion, I will say this was the most impressive wife murder I have ever seen. And he would have gotten away with it if it wasn't for greed and stupidity.
Yeah. 4 years. He had a good 4 years with his new babe.
Yeah.
Maybe it was worth it for him.
I mean, the...
What a fucking idiot.
The acting in the 911 call, if you compare that to other people that have called into 911 after they have literally murdered their family members...
I've never heard any of these.
It's
before.
Pretty goddamn impressive.
So that one was
like, he actually... He sounds panicked. He sounds scared and freaked out about the whole situation.
Right, but here's what I will say about... Can I get that thing of paper towels again? Is it right there? Can I see it? So the thing about the 911 call, if you did it, is the thing that they're looking for is, are you too emotional? Like way, way over the top, I've heard detectives say. Or are you completely
point.
No emotion? So he was in the middle. Right?
It's
where it was
be...
like obvious that was really scary for you. Someone came in, you know, was beating your wife with a hammer and you had to shoot him. I get that. But like at a certain point, you're going to be like, you know what I mean? There's also like a shock thing of it where you're just like, oh my God. Like,
yeah,
I had to just do this instead of like, oh, God, right?
I was thinking you could use, I mean, you would be a little upset and emotional, especially if it was your first time killing.
I think I would, but for me, how I am is I would be like shut down and kind of like in shock.
It's not going to be that way for everybody, though. Some people are going to freak out in those situations. So it's going to be really hard to interpret from calls like that whether or not that's a realistic response or a fake response.
And that's true. And that's why
even when he says I shot
you
him
can
once,
never go yeah you can never go
state.
Off
those are the those are
exactly.
the small details in the story that you have to look out for is any,
but even that could be like a mistake in the moment, like I think he said her brains are everywhere.
He said her brains were everywhere. They weren't,
because they weren't. It was his
like
brain.
there was blood spatter, but her brains actually weren't everywhere.
Were they his?
Yeah,
brain?
That's true. From the pictures that I saw,
it was like being, you know, it, the skull was cracked in,
solid
but it
seven
wasn't
hits
like,
on the base of the skull from a hammer.
Yeah.
Like that could expose
what about
some brain matter.
Because in my mind, I was
his
like,
some shots from a .45 that I didn't see any pictures of
depends
him.
Depends on how he shot, right? So
yeah.
Close, yeah, it's at close range.
That's
both of
question.
Them are at close range. So he's telling him to kneel down. He shoots him. He goes down. He sees that he's still alive and goes to the ground and basically
shoots
is like right above his head. So you guys tell me if that
could have been
if
his
that is
that
more
talking about
45 is a big ass fucking round.
Really?
That's a big ass round, especially if he's using something like hollow points. Then hollow points, there's going to be a lot of spray. From the pictures that I saw, I didn't see any any pictures of the bodies themselves, but I saw pictures of the aftermath. There was definitely some things laying around on the ground around the blood puddles that looked like it might have been some brain matter, but they were kind of low quality.
Was that before you came to completion?
No, that was,
yeah, was
about
it maybe
right,
your matter?
About right when I finished, and that's why it's a little hazy, because I just got
black out. Was it on the Polaroid, or was it there already? Yeah.
I know this
for
is about
sure.
Coop. He blacks out when for he comes, sure. He's passes like, out. That's why he wears a helmet when he jerks off.
Well, no, that's also why I... That's when I shut off the lights and start crying.
Yeah.
That's after.
Yeah.
But so the part of it that I'm having a hard time picturing is the sequence of events where, so he brought this limo driver into the house. Mm-hmm. Was his wife,
the wife probably
from,
knew they were
from your
have
interpretation,
talk.
Was the wife already beaten to death and then he walked him in there at gunpoint, shot him in the head? Like,
that's
how do you think it happened?
I always pictured it that they were having a talk. The wife knows, but is like, I'll wait in the other room while you do the man thing. And then
I tend to think it's that.
He's thinking.
Like that. He called him over to
give him a piece
of his
mind. I tend to think he shot him first and then beat.
Because she would react to that, run in, and then he.
For sure.
Hit her.
If she's there.
She would run to the body.
If she's there, she can't be alive, whether he's shooting him or whatever, right? Mm. So, like. She needs to be dead when he comes in.
So when the limo driver comes in, she's already been beaten by the hammer.
No, he needs to be dead before he beats the wife.
Yeah.
Because he already brought the limo driver in
and shot him in the head.
Mm-hmm. She runs in because she hears it.
Yep. She runs in because she hears it, and he starts wailing on her with a hammer.
Mm-hmm.
Calls the cops, realizes the gunshot didn't finish the job.
Yes.
So he hangs up, shoots
him
again.
My baby's crying, which means the guy is still alive.
Calls back.
Okay, that makes sense.
Because you have to think, I think I did it opposite, but you have to think, like, which one would freak out more if the other one, right? So, the limo driver has to be dead, and the wife has to start freaking out. And
well,
then
he could also
kill her.
Tell her.
Well,
if
the goal was
running
to...
in, that could have been a couple. It was 5 minutes between shots.
And again,
five minutes is a long time. She could have ran in, and he could have been like, "He attacked me!" And then she turned around to look at him, and then that's when he hit her in the back.
But
of the head.
Goal was to kill the wife, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, so we needed to frame the limo driver
first
for the murder
to make sure he could pull it off.
So he would bring the limo driver in first, shoot him in the head, wait for the wife to come in,
and start
wail on
her
with a hammer, and then
and I think it was pretty
911.
Chaotic. I don't think this is someone, like, this is why, again, that I'm so fascinated with the husband killing the wife, because it's not serial killer. It's not someone that does this all the time. This is a one-time thing that you are going to try and pull off. And what we know about serial killers as well is, like, the first time they try and kill, it's usually very messy. Clunky, messy. They don't usually do it even. Like, one gets away and they're like, I almost killed him. Or it's like...
Oh, the one that got
the
away.
The one that got away. Dahmer has that, right? But, like...
That
or it's really
jogger.
Messy and they're just like, it's not exactly... It's not at all how they wanted it to go. So, I'm fascinated with these... husband or wife killing, because it's your one and only kill, right?
And you love them.
And you love them / hate them.
Yeah.
So then you're going to overkill. So even like the beating with the hammer, like he hit her way more times than he had to, right? He's pissed at her.
She only had like 6 or 7 hammer blows to the head. So it was... To me, like 6 or 7 hammer blows, that's
a fucking lot, dude. Think about that right now.
Well, it depends on what.
No,
if he's scrawny like you.
To get it done? Oh, yeah, dude. It would take me like 15.
Yeah.
Regardless,
I'm a one-hit wonder, trust me.
Right.
No, overall, I'm confused about the.
So, like, it's always going to be clunky, and that's why they never get away with it, at, no matter how they try, right? Because it's always going to be clunky. You're not a trained. killer. You're not a serial killer that's like got their MO down. They know how to dispose of the body. They know how to cover it up. It's literally like the first time you're ever doing it. And when they do get away with it, like this guy, it's very impressive. Because you've he's never done this before.
And he nailed it his first time.
And he nailed it the first time.
Well, as far as we know.
Well, no, he got caught.
He got caught, but he wouldn't
that
have.
That might have been his eighth time.
He wouldn't have. He wouldn't have gotten caught.
Yeah, he wouldn't have.
Like, this would have been a flawless first time.
Flawless.
You got victory. Away with it. Wow.
Jesse, if I get a pig head, a dead pig with its head cut off, will you hit it with a hammer to see what it's like? And we'll film it and put it on Patreon?
Yeah, if it's dead already. Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, I don't hit live things.
Yeah.
Okay, that's fair.
And but you should be there, too, so you can see it takes one hammer hit.
No, I slaughtered pigs when I was a kid.
Have you hit him with a hammer in the head?
But no. I will say seven. I'll say seven.
Two,
of
maybe
a man,
three.
Like a man that's bigger than you, seven hits as they're kneeling over you.
That's some passionate
shit. Is a
shit.
Lot, don't you think? Like
well,
if we're
not
sitting here thinking about it.
No,
and you're going full
to,
force the
to
first
actually,
time
to bludgeon somebody to death. Like that's
takes
that's,
a lot.
No, that's bare minimum. Seven hits with a hammer to bludgeon somebody to death, that's bare minimum right there.
Okay, then this is
well,
interesting. So
this
then
is why we
when
have to do the
so then
the pig
do you
thing.
Think so then it, because
I mean,
it was so
bat,
bare minimum
yeah. Not a hammer.
Do you think that he had already shot that guy? Cuz if he hadn't and he was just alone with his wife, he would have hit her like 20 times. So this, that...
I don't know. It
hammer
with that
goes
many
right
hits,
in, dude, I'm
it,
telling you.
Yeah,
if it's
I know.
A bat, it
I know.
Would take
I'm
10,
really,
12 times.
I'm really...
That's, no, with that many hits,
yeah,
I don't think
tiny,
that it's a...
On the skull.
Especially if he used the backside.
No,
which
he was
side
aiming,
of the hammer?
He was aiming for the base of the skull,
no,
which actually
which side
is...
of the hammer to use?
I'm assuming the front.
He did.
Either one would go right through a skull.
So if you look... Yeah, so he used
well, yeah, but if... So if you're trying to bludgeon somebody to death, you want to aim for the base of the skull. That's going to be the quickest way to... Get things over with. You don't want to aim for the front of the skull. So seven hits to the base of the back of the skull, that's like the shit that cartels do in Mexico.
Are you saying it's a lot or not a lot?
It's not a lot. Like that, I would say that's the
to kill someone, it takes one.
Coop, you seem like a fucking murderer right
yeah.
now.
But if you're
no,
fucking
just
having fun
of,
and you want to make
no,
sure.
No, just because like I think that
videos.
Sounds like a lot. So I hope Pardon American doesn't watch this show because they're
going to be dead already.
Why does my desk smell like rosé? No.
What the fuck did she do to deserve it?
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Nothing.
Was she a bitch?
No.
I mean,
how long were they married?
Her family members looked kind of
not
like
even
Nancy
that
Pelosi.
Long, dude. Not even that long.
No.
Like,
and
was
they
she
were
driving
cute together. Put up a picture of them. They were cute together.
Actually, yeah, it's a good question. What do you think the motive for the murder was? Do you think that he just wanted somebody that was younger?
He just liked his nanny?
No. So
because she didn't come into
so the
picture
best friend,
until afterwards.
The best friend. He was having an affair with her best friend for a very long time.
So he was trying to cover
her
that up.
Her best friend. No, he wanted to be with her and told her, I'm going to be with you. All
he
I need.
Fucking blew it.
And so all he. So her testimony.
What
not
guy.
Sure you guys were fucking listening. Were
yeah.
you listening? So her testimony. Her testimony was the nail in the coffin because
right.
it proved that he was wanting. And by the way, 9 times out of 10, when we do this series, the way that they find out that the. the guy is actually guilty is finding a mistress. I mean, I don't know if you guys can relate to this, but when you find someone else outside of your relationship, it can be intoxicating, and you find the current relationship that you're in horrible, right?
Yeah.
No matter what it is, no matter how happy you were.
It makes what you currently have seem 10 times worse.
And you're already narcissistic. You're not that you guys are, but I'm saying, like, he's already narcissistic. He already has horrible tendencies. And he found someone else that was, like, again, supposedly this bitch, too. Like, that was her best friend. Fuck you.
Yeah.
And she didn't come forward for 4 years. So also fuck her, right?
Yeah, what happened to her? She should be in jail. That's an accomplice.
This is important. So during that time, during that 4 years, she actually...
an accomplice.
So during that 4 years, she actually, like, was...
Were they still banging?
All of a sudden was, like, severely depressed. She was in mental institutions. She could not carry on with her life. And people were like, what the fuck? Like, thinking that she was taking Donna's death very tough. And after a couple years, you're like, I mean, I'm sorry, but it was your best friend. Like, are we really this fucking depressed? Like, it's ruining our lives for this many years. And so after it came out, people realized that he was doing this to be with her. And when he wasn't with her, she was like, what the fuck? She didn't say anything. She didn't warn Donna, nothing. And she didn't get the guy that she thought she was going to get, but had to stay silent, didn't have to, but did because she's a bitch. And so...
Maybe they were still hooking up on the side.
You know, I don't know. She didn't say that, but...
There's two types of people. There's the people that cheat and learn their lesson, and there's the people that are... If you're a cheater, you're a cheater. So he was still going to cheat on his new
wife. He just didn't want to be with Donna. And again, you know, the quickest way to get murdered is to have a smile that lights up the room, right? Like, anytime you hear that someone was, like, so outgoing, so amazing, she lit up a room, that bitch is getting murdered. So that's how everyone described her. So I don't think she was a bitch. She was married with a baby. Listen, we can all be fucking bitches during that time, but he had something fucking else going, acting like he knows, right? Got it. I'm married too.
Married for a week. Yeah. Oh, yeah. These fucking
I
women.
Get it.
Do you think that he was just trying to get out of that relationship, or he was... Because the motive is the part that I'm having a hard time
with. Here's what I'm really thinking. So this is nerdy dude. Nuclear engineer, nerdy dude. He gets put up the picture of her. Like, she's a good-looking girl. Again, lights up a room. So he gets...
She was all right. She looked like a young Nancy Pelosi.
No. She was like a Jewish princess. Like, she was good-looking. Like,
wealthy?
I think they did. I think her family did have a little bit of money.
I don't know.
Nah, they're Jewish, probably. So anyway, cut that out.
Leave it in.
So they looked really good together, right? Like, they looked like a match. He's not a fucking looker, by the way.
Ooh, no.
Let's be honest about that.
He's got the face of a nuclear engineer.
So
with the body of a...
Of a nuclear engineer, right?
Well, so no, he was Homer jacked. Simpson?
Was he?
He was.
Really?
Shut up!
No, dude, this guy... All right, fucked up face. He looked like...
Why is he always looking for naked pictures of Jack dudes?
Because I have to do my research.
Gay.
This is my job.
He's still in his coming of age story. He's transitioning.
I'm still finding myself. But no, fucking, he had the face of, like, what was the name of the dude from Arrested Development?
Tony Hale. But in
he had that
Arrested
face
Development, yeah.
With the body of like, a middle-aged Jason Statham.
Wow.
Dude, there
did not know that.
There are pictures of him with his shirt off. He was pretty jacked.
You've got a week, so you find all these fucking
I'll find
things.
It. Yeah.
So I can send you the video that I watched
ripped,
because
took,
I saved
that's
it to
one
my
or
phone.
Two hits with a hammer.
So that's my last thing about this is, so he was nuclear engineer, kind of nerdy, whatever. He got Donna. I think you say what you will, but it was a catch for him.
He was banging Donna and her best friend and the maid.
But that's what I'm saying. Donna was a catch for him. She was, again, like prettier than him.
Yes.
And great family, great everything, absolutely. But then this Deanne girl starts to show interest. And maybe he did get ripped later. Do you know what I mean? But if you are nerdy time your whole life, I had someone in my life, like a family friend, that this happened to, where he was kind of nerdy his whole life and then started getting hot later.
He killed his wife?
He was already married, had kids, but he was like becoming quite attractive to ladies in town. And ended up cheating, whatever. So,
because he had never had that.
Because he'd never before. Had that. And so now the best friend's liking him, and he's like, oh, shit, like maybe I could.
Okay.
Never maybe I could fucking like be with someone else. And it just fucking got in his mind. And the nerd
that once was.
And he thought he wasn't a nerd anymore. Whatever, whatever. And I think that girl, Deanne, liking him. Sorry, Deanne, but that led to the murder of his fucking wife because it gave him confidence that he had never had before.
Go show Jesse that photo. So he's got a beer gut.
So it's like he's saying, I got it.
Ripped?
Dude,
come on, Coop.
No. Whatever picture you're showing.
Now look, he's got a shirt on.
That's not a shirtless picture.
He has a shirt on. And it does look. I did search topless,
dude,
too.
Normalize.
I love you.
Normalize saying topless for men.
Can you be sitting in the corner for every show?
Wife.
Okay.
Killer,
normalize saying topless for men with their shirts off.
I
searched topless.
I might actually have the.
I searched a cleavage photo for him.
Episode open here. Well, just to keep things moving.
He's going through his personal.
No, it's
he's
fine. Going through his personal.
No, I saved a lot of screenshots.
His camera roll. No, I'm joking.
I research. All right, that's what I
do.
Yeah,
me too.
I research things.
Which one was it on?
ABC.
Okay.
Yeah, that was the one that I was
maybe
watching.
Maybe I saw that one, but I didn't think
it was
ripped.
Maybe not ripped.
Jason
I mean, better,
Statham.
In
that,
better.
That, you
I mean,
maybe
that
not
is
Jason Statham. Shirt on Jason Statham to make him look like that photo.
He's in better shape than I am.
Well, that's
okay.
That's most people.
Okay.
I think your interpretation of him realizing, like, oh wait, I can, I can.
When you never felt that way before,
I can land some other fish. I feel popular.
It's intoxicating, I'm sure. Because it's intoxicating when you're in high school.
There's so much easier ways to.
If you don't,
maybe it was for you, Jesse.
If you don't, I never did. I never did.
She still hasn't
hot your whole life.
She still hasn't peaked yet.
Never. I was chubby. I was a softball player. I was either
gangster,
a lesbian
though.
Or chubby, and I might have been both. No. So like, I never, in high school, never. And so, like, when you get out of that and maybe, like, lose a little weight or whatever, like, you're a complete nightmare, which I was. Because I was just like, oh, what? Like, I've never had guys look at me, right? So he was experiencing this. After being married with a kid.
There's so much easier ways to get out of a relationship, though.
And that's what I always say, right? But I think the other thing with this is the adoption wasn't completely finalized. And I think her family had money. And he did. I don't know the exact logistics of what
he wanted.
He
wanted to kill someone.
The way the family looked, they
had
money.
I think he just was
money.
Like, it would be easier. And by the way, it would be easier. It's always easier, except for the part where you have to fucking get away with it, right? Like, yeah. It would be easier if she just had cancer and died, right? That would be easy. But it's not the way that it works. And you can't ever force that. So just get a fucking divorce.
Do it.
Have
50-50
custody. Even with the children involved, it's easier to commit the murder?
Not commit, but it'd be easier if they were dead. Huh?
Okay.
Yeah. So, like, okay, it would
right.
be easier if they dropped dead.
Argue that.
Yeah.
No, that's
not
that's
for you to
true.
Do it.
Not
but
to
as far as,
it
like, the,
yeah.
as far as the court proceedings and all of that, easier if they just die, right? Not by your hand. you get the insurance.
This might be
policy.
Inappropriate, but I'm getting weird Allegedly. Flashbacks of Ross in a coma.
In the coma.
Right now.
By the way, though, I did not pull the plug. And I was there every single day being like, what the fuck are you giving him? What the fuck is this? Don't do that. Don't do that.
You
like,
took care of him?
Yeah, dude. If I wasn't there, I mean, he would have been.
What do you get? Stop.
I don't know
that,
if his mind.
Pitching the cord to fuck with him in his sleep so he doesn't get his trip.
I would fake trip on stuff. I'm like, oh.
Oh, whoops.
Yeah. Oh, what was that? Oh, sorry. Oh, and then, like, plug it back in. But anyways, I love this series.
Jesse,
I love this series because.
Cheers.
Cheers, guys.
Jolt.
Thank you
Cheers.
So much. And to the two people that wanted us to come back, you're welcome. We're going to be here every Friday. And I think we'll probably do, what do you reckon? I think we'll do 3 or 4 of the husband. It's always the husband. And then we've got to do It's Always the Wife.
Yeah,
those are the fun ones because we're smarter and we're better.
You got to
handle
it
so
saying,
much better.
You got to trick the audience and me so we don't. I don't want to know if they did it or not.
I think I did. Don't you think on this one I did?
Yeah, well, you guys were pretty. It was pretty clear. When
well, the series is called It's Always the Husband, so what tipped you off, genius?
After we, somewhere in the 5 we do for the husbands, at least one has to not be them.
Oh, you're right. No, that could be good.
Cause yeah, we don't know which one it is.
There is one that I have that isn't, he got out because he was wrongfully accused.
That'd be
so
cool.
So maybe we should
we
do that.
Don't tell anyone which one it is.
To be like, the idea that it's always the husband can be wrong sometimes. Right?
10%.
Oh, shit. I can't
like
think
that?
Of any. No, I love it, but I can't think of any case where that's what happened.
Where that happened? I do have a couple.
The episode
but also,
that I've
been I still
on
think
is...
it's them. Do you know what I mean? Like, that's how shitty it
not?
Is that I'm like.
Why would you not? They're,
is it though?
That's always the number one suspect.
I know.
Or they get away with it. They did it, but they got away with it. That's cool too.
Right.
My sister could die in a car accident on the other side of the country, mm-hmm.
and
I
would
most likely
husband.
Think like, yeah, it was
well,
probably my brother.
When my mom died, I was like, I know it was fucking.
You have to.
Face. It's him.
You
it's
have
gotta
to.
Be him. He
Who else is going
to
do it?
Poisoned her.
You have to think it.
Because men get things done. That's how it works.
We'll end on this. It's a very feminist show, so we'll end on that. Well, I froze because I just agree with you so much. It was like, oh, wow. It's like I'm talking to myself. All right, buddy. Thank you. What? Oh, yeah.
Oh, you haven't said it
yet.
The
one thing we haven't said this whole show.
Do we say it together, or do you say it on your
prolapse? Prolapse. So anyways, sorry. I mean, Coop, I wanted
no,
to do a
I
whole,
need to let you
I
keep
couldn't.
That. I need to let you keep that.
I couldn't keep it in.
Cut that out.
Like a prolapse, right? Puns.
Oh, God damn, you got me.
All right. Love you guys. Thank you for being here. Absolutely.
Hell
and
yeah.
Look, if you could be here every time.
There he is.
Gorgeous.
I forgot to cut to my angle most of the show.
Are you serious?
Yeah. I've been noticing.
Oh, fuck you, dude.
It looks better over there. No one wants to see me.
All right. Love you
we
guys.
We just need a close shot on Jesse.
Yeah. I'm planning on cropping in.
No, I know.
Yeah.
Shut up.
No, it's just a slow zoom.
Love you guys. We're going to see you next week for a very... I almost want to, like, preview the call, but I'm not going to. A very, very complicated, interesting... It's always the husband. So Sweet. Join us next week, Friday.
Fuck yeah.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.